The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, checking in at
number 5.
Women's World number 1 Serena Williams responding to match fixing allegations by the BBC.
What?
Yeah, plus
match
BuzzFeed.
In tennis?
She says she always plays her best and puts in her best effort and isn't aware of what in the hell they talking about.
I think that, you know, we go, you know, as an athlete, I do everything I can to be not only great, but, you know, historic. And, you know, if that's going on, I don't know about it. When I'm playing, I play, I can only answer for me. I play very hard, and every player that I play seems to play hard.
Is there DraftKings or FanDuel for tennis? I mean, are there that many people betting on tennis?
Oh, people bet on everything. So it's...
I was unaware of tennis betting.
I'm not surprised by that. I mean, and I think internationally it's probably pretty big, and it's legal in England. Serena Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Serena Williams, who was, you know, just short of a Grand Slam this year. I mean, of you know, a calendar Grand Slam.
Yeah, I mean, one of the greatest of all time.
Right. And what was she fixing? I mean, she did lose the U.S. Open, but that's not for lack of trying, it does not appear.
Yeah.
Now, Novak Djokovic, or Djokovic.
I think it's Djokovic.
Djokovic. Which, by the way, as I pointed out to you, do not use Siri to ask about Novak Djokovic. Because what comes up is not Djokovic.
Yeah, I've learned that about Country Club, maybe it's just the way I pronounce it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Responding to a report, he was offered $200,000 to lose a first-round match in 2007, claims that he rejected it right away.
I was not approached directly. I was approached through, me personally, through people that were working with me at that time, that were in my team. And of course, we threw it away right away. I mean, it didn't even get to me.
So that's men's number one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, these, I don't know. It's
so he is saying it's obviously happening if you're approaching him about it. Roger Federer is saying he's heard enough speculation. Go ahead, start naming names. We want to hear who you're talking about so that they can deny it and that there can be a debate. He also said, let's see how high up it goes, because he says he'd be more and more surprised the higher up that it does go.
Guys, I think the lead here is the fact that the ATP has a unit inside of its organization called the Tennis Integrity Unit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
Did
thing.
You know about that?
Somebody was like, hey, you know what we need? A Tennis Integrity Unit.
Yeah, I mean, gee.
Please, let's think about that.
I wonder what jobs guys are leaving to go work for the Tennis Integrity Unit.
Apparently they need someone
NFL's
big for this.
NFL's clean, all fixed, no problems here, move along. NBA, fine, no problems here, move along. MLB, no problems, move along.
Let's solve that tennis thing.
Yeah, let's get to the tennis. Let's get to the ATP or whatever it is. What is it?
It's going to be the next CBS show, TIU.
NCIS TIU.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Naval crimes by tennis players.
Here we go.
Apparently it's happening.
In at
number 4.
On the same day that Spike Lee declared he won't be attending the Oscars because of the absence of non-white actors, Jada Pinkett Smith has announced that she will also be skipping. Why? Well,
I ask the question, have we now come to a new time and place where we recognize that we can no longer beg for the love, acknowledgement, or respect of any group? That maybe it's time that we recognize that if we love and respect and acknowledge ourselves in the way in which we are asking others to do, that that is the place of true power.
Mm-hmm. I think she's upset also that her husband didn't get
I think
the
that's
nod
the
in
issue.
Concussion.
I think that's the issue.
That may be the issue.
He's not up for best picture. He's not up for best actor in for his portrayal in the movie, the NFL movie Concussion. Okay. Your husband did not get an Oscar nomination. Does not mean. By the way, everybody's talking about that it was Idris Elba who got screwed on that. Not
I didn't see the movie yet, but they're saying his performance was standout.
Yeah. Not Will Smith.
Spike Lee has joined the chorus also. Chirac, his movie, Overlooked.
Well, I mean, it's an art house film. It was over. By the way, it was widely overlooked by audiences as well. I mean, we thought about it a lot here because it was about here. But
sure,
I mean, around the nation, like, what in the hell? It's a Greek what? It's a what?
Lizzo, who?
It's a musical? What? I mean, it's, yeah. Okay, so
but
he didn't.
They're boycotting the Oscars. Now.
Okay, well, they can boycott the Oscars if they want, but it's not the issue. I don't think that this is an issue of racism that Will Smith didn't get an Oscar nomination. I mean, how far? Or the Spike Lee. Spike Lee doesn't get Oscar nominations. I mean, he makes smaller films. These are generally bigger. Now, there are a couple smaller films, like Room, that is in this. And they did miss out on three. They go, but Steven Spielberg? Spielberg didn't get nominated. Is the Academy anti-Semitic? Please. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, just maybe. I mean, it's possible that maybe the movies, you know, made by African-American directors or starring black actors were not considered Oscar worthy this year. But I don't think the overall argument that that African-American actors probably could be more included. I think that's probably fair.
Well, but the not getting an Oscar nomination
is very
because
different.
You're Will Smith
very
is
different.
That's not what is going on here.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
Checking in at
number 3
on Top 5-5. During an appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, Elton John gushed about his kids. He's got two young sons, 5-year-old Zachary and 3-year-old Elijah. And they, he said, are already developing their own musical talent.
Yeah, I mean, they love Hotline Bling. That's their favorite song. And they love Uptown Funk. And then Zachary likes Kraftwerk, which is a bit worrying.
Wow.
Well, I love Kraftwerk myself, but it's very strange for a 5-year-old to like it.
Yes, it is.
And they can sing my songs, too. They sing Rocket Man, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, and Benny and the Jets.
I was going to ask you if they've heard your music.
They love music. They're not that keen on what I do. They're kind of more interested in their Lego, which is fine by me.
Can you imagine what musical ability those kids will grow up having with David Furnish and him?
Well,
wow.
The issue, though, is, Sir Elton has been known to have a bit of a temper. So when he's walking around, he gets those Legos between his toes, you know he's screaming.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
It might be more than that.
Yeah. You know he's going to get angry. All right. Checking in at
number 2.
Adam Driver. He's the star of the Star Wars film, Force Awakens. He was on SNL hosting Saturday night. And fans had wondered how the actor who plays Kylo Ren, the villain of the new Star Wars film, would incorporate that into the show. And they weren't left disappointed. Big moment in the evening, 5-minute parody in which Kylo Ren features in a version of CBS Undercover Boss. What's it like to work for Kylo Ren when he's in disguise?
A buddy of mine saw Kylo Ren take his shirt off in the shower, and he said that Kylo Ren had an 8-pack. But Kylo Ren was shredded.
What? Your friend's a liar, man. Kylo Ren is a punk bitch. That guy looks like he weighs 30 pounds soaking wet underneath that little black dress.
Tim? Oh, no, he's choking on food.
I see what's in your mind. It is stupid!
Dude, Matt straight up sucks.
All right.
That's awesome.
And finally,
number 1.
Eagles guitarist and founder Glenn Frey is dead at the age of 67. The band posted a message that Glenn Frey had died in New York of complications from rheumatoid arthritis, acute ulcerative colitis, and pneumonia. He and Don Henley, the drummer, formed the Eagles in L.A. in the 1970s. Along with guitarist Bernie Leadon and Randy Meisner, they'd become a top act for over a decade. Actually, decades.
Yeah,
still
really
a top act to this very day.
Mm-hmm.
Embodying the incredible California sound. But then, Glenn Frey went on to a solo career in the 1980s when the Eagles broke up in 1980. He went on and remember this? The exact opposite of the Eagles. Synth pop. And a movie soundtrack, too. Think about that. He does a movie theme that is synth pop. Great voice, though. And we'll talk about this coming up with Greg Cott in just a few minutes. But that's our lead story today. The Glenn Frey, founding member of the Eagles, dead at the age of 67.
The top five at five.